And it's time for the little known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day here on the TJMS. Boxing icon Muhammad Ali endured nearly 4 years away from the ring after refusing to enter the draft in 1966. And on June 28, 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Muhammad Ali's 1967 conviction in a unanimous ruling. Muhammad Ali's troubles began after he filed as a conscientious objector at the draft board in Louisville. Ali's application was denied, and he filed an appeal that was rejected. After relocating to Houston in 67, Ali was convicted of refusing the draft and stripped of his license and WBA title. That's when he became the People's Champ. For years, Ali appealed the conviction before the case made its way to the High Court. And those years were probably Ali's best years as a boxer. He would have been peaking during the time he had to fight the draft.
Set those aside.
Uh-huh. The all-male justices found that the government didn't explain why Champ was denied the status. Marshall, the lone Black justice at the time, didn't weigh in because he served as a U.S. Solicitor General when Muhammad Ali's case began. Yeah, I remember it.
Did he talk about it with you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Said the same thing. I mean, that's the thing about Champ. Mm-hmm. Whether he was in public or in private, he said the same thing. He said the same thing. Viet Cong ain't never called me the N-word.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
He said that privately as well. And that's a great T-shirt, isn't it?
It really is.
That is the great. Little known Black history fact. Read more about the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on Muhammad Ali's draft dodging in 1971 on blackamericaweb.com.